In 1830, Our Lady appeared to St. Catherine Laboure. And in those visions to St. Catherine Laboure, Our Lady appears standing atop a globe with her hands outstretched with rings on her fingers and rays coming out of those rings from her hands. And there was also above her, it said, O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. And Our Lady was standing on the globe, and she had the serpent under her feet, and she had a crown of 12 stars, obviously, because she's Our Lady, right? The Queen of Heaven from the Book of Revelation. Then, also the serpent referring to the enmity between Mary and Satan that was occurring in the Book of Genesis. Then on the back, then she flipped the image over, or this image, like, flipped over, and it had a cross, like this, inscribed with the M, with the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Now, in the actual visions, like, if you look at this, I don't know, can you see this? Let me see. You see the Sacred Heart and the Immaculate Heart, and they're side by side, kind of separated. In the actual vision, the two hearts were united. They were practically one on top of another. But because it was so difficult to make this into the metal form without people being confused to actually what these things were, they separated the two images. Now, Our Lady had asked St. Catherine Laboure to have a medal struck after these images and to encourage people to wear it about the neck, and that those who wore it confidently about the neck would receive great graces. Great graces. Now, why would they receive these great graces? Well, anytime our Lord does like miracles and offers these great graces, well, out of his generosity, yes, but also to testify to the truth. In the days of the apostles, they would go and then they would preach and they would heal and cast out demons and they would do these things so that as a sign to what they were saying was true. And also, Our Lady is a mediatrix of all graces. And the two hearts united together was a theological symbol that the church was still discovering at this time. Now, if we fast forward, this miraculous medal after a few years was originally intended to be called the Medal of the Immaculate Conception because of the prayer written around it that says, O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. But because of the great graces, because of the many, 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 many miracles that occurred, it was commonly known after that as the Miraculous Medal and no longer as the Medal of the Immaculate Conception. And now, there was a conversion that occurred of this Jewish agnostic named Alphonsus Ratisbonne. He was so atheistic. He was so agnostic, anti-Catholic. And I believe that a friend of his convinced him to wear the Miraculous Medal and to pray to Our Lady as, you know, kind of like a dare. And Our Lady appeared to him, and he converted and became a priest. Amazing. Now, why do I bring this up? Because this is very crucial to the point that I'm going to make in a minute. At Fatima, Our Lady had said that through her Immaculate Heart, the reign of the Sacred Heart of Jesus will come about. Now, of course, this is nothing new that we've not learned from the Gospels already. From the Gospels, we can see that it's only through Mary Immaculate that the graces come into the world. And who's the greatest grace, the greatest gift from God for our salvation is what? Jesus Christ. That's why we say Our Lady is a mediator of all graces, because all graces are God. God is the fullness of all grace, and she is the one who those graces entered into the world. Also, the Holy Spirit has chosen her to be the what? Spouse. To be the perfect embodiment, to be the perfect vessel of the Holy Spirit, that they are so united, they are so intimate, that the greatest way to describe their unity is that of the hypostatic union. And as I've mentioned before, they're not that close as the divinity and the humanity of Christ, but the relationship between the Holy Spirit and the Blessed Mother, that's the closest thing that we can use to get a true idea of just how close that they really are. Now, these concepts, these ideas, these are presented to us by St. Maximilian Kolbe, the great apostle of the Blessed Mother. Now, Mary was appearing at about the years 1917. She was appearing on the 13th of every month, and she appeared for the last time on October 13th, 1917. Well, it just so happens that a young seminarian named Raymond, now his religious name was what? Maximilian Kolbe. He and his companions, about six other brothers and one priest, gathered together. After seeing the great atrocities done by the Freemasons at the Vatican, they were going around with signs saying that Satan will rule in the Vatican and the Pope will be his puppet. and St. Maximilian Kolbe, realizing that the Immaculata alone has a promise from God to crush the head of the serpent. Realizing also that even the most cunning of men cannot take on all of hell and his the wickedness and snares of the devil, that grace is required. So, upon hearing about the story of Alphonsus Ratisbon and his conversion, Maximilian Kolbe decided that we must form a organization to battle these heresies, to battle these enemies of the church, to battle the very gates of hell. And how are we going to do this? Well, obviously, the Immaculata alone has gained this promise from the Lord to crush the head of the serpent, because she is the one who said yes. After her yes, the Lord took care of the rest. All right. So what did he do? He and his confreres formed an organization called the Militia of the Immaculata. Now, this Militia of the Immaculata was very simple in its planning. If you look up the outline, it's very simple. It's simply to give yourself 100% to the Blessed Mother and to dedicate yourself to the conversion of the world through the Blessed Mother. Now, Maximilian Kolbe figured this out through his theological studies, through his mystical insights into the divine mysteries. He knew that the Holy Spirit was always acting powerfully through the Blessed Mother. The Blessed Mother is only honored because she is the mother of Jesus, and Jesus is God. And that if our Lord has chosen her, he will continue to act through her. And her number one action in the world is to provide, to bring Jesus to us, to supply us with those graces. They're not her graces. She is the vessel. She is the bearer of them. If God is the head, she is the neck to which the members of the body are connected to the head. It's only through her. So Maximilian knew this. So he knew that the Blessed Mother would be the way to convert the world. So the goal of the Militia of the Immaculata, which I'm going to try and convince you to join now, is simply to promote Marian consecration and to promote as many people to join the Militia of the Immaculata as possible and to wear the miraculous medal. So all you have to do to join the Militia of the Immaculata is go to consecration.com. Consecration.com. You sign up, they enroll you officially in this pious union of the faithful. There's several indulgences attached to it. You get enrolled at the Vatican. You sign up at consecration.com. They send you a miraculous medal. They send you prayer cards. They send you all of this information, and then a weekly newsletter on email, and then a yearly, they send you something in the mail with the prayers you can do. And you are now in an organization founded by a saint. And there have been many saints who have been dedicated to this movement and to the Militia of the Immaculata and through the spreading of the miraculous medal. Mother Teresa herself used to carry a bag of 3,000 miraculous medals and give them out wherever she went. Whenever she wanted a religious house or she wanted some property, she'd go put the miraculous medal in the ground. When people would come to her and ask her and for prayers and intercession, she'd give them a handful of miraculous medals. So too, St. Maximilian Kolbe would say that this is a spiritual bullet at which it sneaks in and it strikes Satan right in the head. So even if people don't believe, convince them to wear the miraculous medal. It's like a seed. So we hear in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8, that the seed can fall upon these different types of soil, these different turfs. And what happens? The birds of the sky, the devils, can swoop down and take it out. The weeds can choke this seed. But this is like a mini catechism, a mini gospel, this little seed or this silver bullet, according to Maximilian Kolbe. And like a seed, if it can get planted in the stoniest heart, like the concrete, you see the cracks in the concrete? If a little seed goes in, and then the grass starts to grow beneath it, and what happens? The concrete breaks from the inside. So if you can convince somebody even to wear the small miraculous medal, like I'm wearing on my wrist, if they will get even the small one and wear it around their neck faithfully, and if they will say, O Mary conceived without sin, pray for us whoever cares to thee, if you can just convince them to do this. And guess what? The same way, the seed of the gospel will not be taken out as long as they have it on their neck. Our Lady will make sure that the birds of the air stay away. She'll get her broom. Get away from here, you stupid birds, you stupid Satan. I'll crush your head with my feet. All right? Amen to this. So what is our goal? Go to consecration.com, sign up, encourage as many people as you can to sign up. Why? Because let's say I encourage you, and you encourage others, and then they encourage others, and they encourage others, and this is how the world will be converted through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the Sacred Heart of Jesus will reign on earth as it is in heaven. All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.